What makes an excellent leader? And are they really that scarce? And what do they do to merit such exceptional compensation? Welcome to the Excellent Executive Coaching Podcast. Your host is one of the world's leading experts on international leadership. She's a master certified coach and facilitates a mastermind for CEOs of international companies. She's the author of three books, Abrasive Leaders, Global Nomadic Leaders, and Managing Brilliant Jerks. She's worked with Nestle, Novartis, and even the United Nations. She's especially good at helping executives fast track to the C-suite. Welcome, Dr. Katrina Burris.
Welcome to the Excellent Executive Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Katrina Burris, and today we have Pamela Hackett. Pamela has advised, led, supported people through major change efforts. And not only that, she has just hot out of the press written a book called Manage to Engage, How Great Managers Create Remarkable Results. And this is through Wiley. Welcome, Pamela.
Oh, thank you very much.
So tell us about what employee engagement is all about, especially in the post-pandemic environment.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, I think that engagement is today something that people need to focus on so much more. You know, when you really talk about the post-pandemic world and the fact that in many countries across the world, we're still in a pandemic. But it's really about how do you get people to really be in the game? How do you get them to show up every day? And even in the toughest times, still have your business, you know, at heart in their thoughts and how to help your business do well, particularly during these times. So if there's you know, a really easy way to describe it, for me, it's all about how to get people to be in the game. And I think the real key there is making sure that your managers are, and particularly the frontline supervisors, team leaders, and so on. So if you're running a business, if you're a senior leader in business, you want to make sure that your leaders understand what engagement is all about. It's probably a little bit longer than what you wanted in terms of what engagement is, but I just think you can't uncouple engagement at the employee level from the management level.
Yeah, so tell us what the senior leaders need to know and implement to have more engagement.
Sure. I think that the big thing for senior leaders is to not push engagement into the HR department. Oftentimes, I'll speak with senior execs who are saying that they're getting their HR guys to address engagement. And that's okay, but engagement is not a HR issue. It's actually a frontline manager issue. It's actually a management issue. It's a leadership issue. It's leaders at every level understanding what engagement is and how much they impact it. And then, of course, what you can do about it. So I think the biggest thing is, firstly, as a senior exec, lean on HR, get advice from HR, but please don't put engagement on the table of the HR guys and say, you fix this. You actually want to put it on the table of the rest of the leadership team and the leaders at every level and say, we're going to fix this together. And that would be the biggest starting point, I think. So if somebody's past that and they're actually recognizing engagement to be a leadership issue instead of a HR issue, then boy, are they already on the road, on the right track.
So, okay. So now the leaders know that they are critical to get their employees more engaged. So what do they need to do?
They need to engage themselves, and they need to really make sure that they've got a plan that says, they've got a way of doing business that really says, I know how to engage with people. So I know that's kind of saying, you know, motherhood stuff around engagement, but let me kind of explain that. If you think about what engagement really is, it's the ability to connect with somebody and really have them work with you to get the results that you need in the business. And when you step back from that, it means that what you do as a leader, your behaviors every day have a direct impact. So we all know that people are most affected by their leaders. You know, people, it's that old story of people quit their leader, not their job. Well, that's about 80 to 90% of it is absolutely right. But there's still some ecosystem stuff. There's still stuff that gets in the way of people doing their best work that needs to be addressed that's outside of a leader's behavior. But the most of it is really making sure that leaders understand that it is their day-to-day behavior that impacts engagement the most. So if you recognize that and if you agree with that, then you're going to step back and say, Oh, okay. So how am I spending my time? How am I actually behaving? What am I doing during my day that is either going to engage or disengage people? And that's where you have to get into really pragmatic solutions. And this goes back to my original statement where I say it's not really a HR issue because it's the day-to-day routine. It's the day-to-day behaviors. It's the day-to-day connection that management has with their teams.
So you said the ability to connect with the employees, work with them so that they are critically involved in the solution that they're trying to reach and show that behavior. So those are the how-tos to show as a leader that you want more engagement, that you're asking their advice, that they're part of the solution, that they're committed to the results of the company. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. So that they're in the game, right? And that's all of that. So if you think about it, there's a couple of things that you can do that are really, really, they may seem simple, but they can make such a huge difference in somebody's life at work. And it starts with, there's a couple of really catchphrases that are easy to remember and easy to think about and easy to visualize. So therefore, much easier to display than what you might think. So if you think about heads up, a lot of people today spend a huge amount of time in their technology, and they, in doing that, they disengage from the people around them, right? Whether you're at home or at work, we see this all the time. Everybody's noses are in their devices. So if you had one simple thing that could change immediately in the behavior of a leader, a manager, a frontline supervisor, a team leader, it would be take your nose out of your technology, look, listen, and learn about what's around you and connect with your people. And that's that really simple concept of to kickstart engagement is to go heads up. And then if there's a way to put routine behind that, there's a concept that I call and that we call 1-5-30. And, you know, a lot of what I talk about comes from, I'm 35 years in the consulting business. And that means I've had the absolute pleasure of working with hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of organizations and clients. And then I've borrowed and really stolen from the rest of my business, Proudfoot, which, you know, 50,000 client engagements. And they all, when we did the research on this, and a lot of our work is boots on the ground with clients. So when I say research, I really mean observing companies. And the best led had one thing really in common, and it's that their management are active and they're actively involved in the business. So if you take heads up and you carry that concept forward, there's a whole host of routines that you can bring to work to be active as a leader in your business. Still let your guys loose to have the freedom to do the work they need to do, but be active.
Okay, so give us an example. I mean, okay, so they understand that they've got to be active and involved in the business. But do you have a client example that you can show that they were more active than another senior executive?
Oh, sure. You know, a lot of the times we'll work with clients who are, when we first get on the ground, we'll take a look at what their management model is. And by that, we mean, how do they spend their time? How do they actually communicate and connect with their people? Where's their focus? And what do they do day to day? So we'll take a look at how actively involved they are in the business, whether that's, do they spend most of their time in meetings? Is it with admin? Is it with planning? Or is it actually out on the floor or now on teams for some teams, but is it actually spent connecting and talking about the business at hand, talking about the work that needs to be done, and then how's it going against that work? So if we've planned to, you know, if we've planned to produce, you're a mine and you want to have a safe quality daily blast, how did that go? And what are you doing to make sure that that actually happens? So it's that conversation that goes on routinely, day in, day out. That's how you get active in the business. You get out with your guys and you talk to them about how the work is progressing. Obviously, you want to make sure that you put some bookends around that, and that's that you want to check in with people, not just about their work, but about them. And then you want to see how the job is going and how their career is going as well. And so pragmatic tool, 1-5-30. As a little bit of a guide to put rhythm into a manager's day so that they can be active in the business. We talk about check in, not up, check in once a day and see how things are going. Talk about the plan versus how things are actually working out and are you achieving against that plan. Check in once a week, so that's your 5. So you've done your 1, once a day. You're going to check in once a week, a little bit longer. Now it's not just a quick check-in. It's a real, maybe it's a 30-minute conversation about how the week went. What did you plan on doing? And we all know that we feel better when we accomplish stuff. So if we can talk about what we've accomplished, and then if we didn't, what were the gaps? How come? What can we do? And what can I do as the boss to actually help you achieve it if you didn't achieve it? And then 30, check in once a month and have a real conversation about how the job, how the business, how they're doing in their career and their development. So if you had to have a real pragmatic, easy kind of a way to think about how do I get active, 1-5-30. I check in once a day, have a really good conversation once a week, and I have a super conversation about career and more than just the job once a month.
Very good. That's very pragmatic too. And a good, people have the intent of doing it, but they don't get around it. I was just facilitating a workshop with a group of CEOs and said, these are the systems. And a lot of them said, yeah, I know, but I didn't do it. Okay, now after this conversation, I see it's really important. So it might seem simple, but how many people do it and expect their people to be engaged is another issue.
Yeah, and I think that the kind of problem or the challenge around that is really asking the question, what kind of results do you want to get? And if people come back and say, geez, I've got all these balls in the air, I've got all these plates that are spinning, I've got the day's problems that are happening, you could almost have the conversation around, if you put in place something like 1-5-30, which gets you talking to people about the issues, about challenges, as well as patting people on the back, I wonder how much of that rush, whirlwind day that you've got would actually start to come under control or feel more in control in your life if you actually put that in place. So I wonder if that's the question that you ask when people say they don't have time. It's, it's like the old story about if you don't have time to do it right the first time, do you have time to do it a second and third and fourth time? You almost want to have that conversation, right?
Right. Very good comment. And thus also, how do you address festering employees' gripes that cause teams to disengage?
I think you ask them what's cheesing them off and find out. But I think also, I always tell a quick story about one of the new airline lounges in the days when I used to do, a million miles a year. But I will never forget going to this super airline lounge where they had all the bells and whistles, all the technology. And for some unknown reason, even to today, I decided I'd take a shower and wash my hair. I had never done that and I will never do it again while I'm traveling. But I had time on my hands in transit. And when I went to dry my hair, the actual hairdryer, and as a woman, you may relate to this, but the hairdryer was like one of those vacuum cleaner hoses that hang off the wall. It was firstly too short to reach me because I'm short. And then secondly, the amount of effort, the amount of heat that actually came out of it was next to nothing. So I walked out of that fabulous brand new lounge experience with this horrible bad hair day experience that completely cheesed me off. And I think our guys at work, they put up with that every day, don't they? We think that we've got the best technology and we've done all these wonderful things, but this one little tiny thing can be that one thing that somebody has to put up with every single day, and it causes them to disengage and worse still to quit, and worse even more still if they quit and stay. And so I think a lot of the times you've got to get it. If you practice 1-5-30 and you talk about what you plan to do versus what you actually did, and you talk about the gap between the two, then I can almost guarantee that a lot of those gripes will come out in those conversations. And suddenly you're in the position to actually do something about it and get it done. And you know about it, which is half the battle.
I love your example. That's a very, very relatable. Great. So tell us a little bit about the 5 simple principles you can start using today to boost workplace connectedness.
Yeah, so we've actually covered a couple of them already, right? We've covered heads up, take your nose out of your technology and actually connect. We've covered 1-5-30, which gets you into a drumbeat of connection. It gives you a routine to the day. We can talk about taking that further and saying active, really getting as an active manager, getting now that 1-5-30 into a conversational routine. So that's all about making sure that you've got the right conversations going with your employees and the right script almost for the 1-5-30 drumbeat. If you think of 1-5-30 as the timing and then active management behaviors as the conversation that goes behind that. And then there's a whole host of different pragmatic solutions that you can kind of lean on to be able to then make sure that you've got your guys in the right spot, that they are engaged and that you're not disengaging them. And that might be anything from, you know, making sure that you're addressing the things that cheese people off. That's a great one. That's all about cleaning up the ecosystem and taking the noise out of it. And it might also be just some of the things that happen day to day, like addressing the flying monkeys that are in business. And flying monkeys to me is, it's when somebody says, I want you to do this because my boss told me we need to do this, or my boss wants it, instead of taking responsibility and saying, actually, we need to do this because it's the right thing to do. So if you think of about engagement in terms of pragmatic solutions that you can do as a manager, you're going to be able to impact and move the dial pretty quick, rather than stepping back and saying, oh, it's a perks and a policies and a ping pong table type issue. I've got to get HR to do all these things. And that's really in the book, you Manage to Engage, that you mentioned at the start. I talk about 2 F's and 7 C's being a new scorecard. And these are all borrowed from those different elements of engagement that you can draw upon.
Great. And where can they purchase your book?
Oh, I think all major bookstores, you know, just about any of the big ones on the planet carry it. And then, of course, any of the online stores like the Amazons of the world. But if you're in the States, it's going to be a Barnes & Noble. If you're in Canada, it's going to be an Indigo or any of those, the big guys. And then if you have trouble with that, just, you know, Google it or look me up online, PamelaHackett.com or Proudfoot.com.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you so very much for sharing your tips. And I encourage our listeners to purchase your book. And where can people get a hold of you?
Oh, Pam@PamelaHackett.com or through Proudfoot and the business I lead. So global consulting firm, Proudfoot.
Great. Thank you so very much, Pamela.
Oh, I appreciate your time and letting me get the message out on employee engagement. It's much needed in our post-pandemic world.
Isn't that true? Very much so.
Thank you for listening to the Excellent Executive Coaching Podcast. You can subscribe to all future podcasts at excellentexecutivecoaching.com. Join us each Wednesday to learn more about the latest trends in leadership techniques and bring your coaching to the next level. To learn more about Dr. Burris's CEO Mastermind, use the contact form at excellentexecutivecoaching.com.